Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're dealing with at present is called Receiving the Holy Spirit the Bible Way. And today we're doing part four of the six-part series, and the topic will be the New Testament way. We see in the scriptures that Peter and John laid hands upon the new converts in the book of Acts, and they received the Holy Spirit without agonizing, without waiting, without disappointment, without exception. Peter went to the house of Cornelius at Caesarea to preach to his friends and relatives. We go to Acts chapter 10, verses 44 to 46. Reading from verse 44, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Verse 45, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also, verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. What's very interesting to hear is that while they were listening to the word of God, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and that was evident by the fact that they were speaking in tongues. The last recorded instance in the Acts of the Apostles of the people receiving the Holy Spirit. Reading further in verse 47, Peter says, can anyone withhold water from baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. What's interesting here is while they heard the word of God, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they were baptized by the Holy Spirit because they believed, and then they were water baptized after that. Being baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit isn't a case that I have to be water baptized first and then receive the Holy Spirit. What is important is a person is born again first, so their spirit man is in the state to receive the Holy Spirit. Whether a person gets water baptized first or spirit baptized later, it's up to God and to them. It doesn't matter in which format you have it, being water baptized first and then spirit baptized or water baptized after that. That's between the person and God. Let's go to Acts chapter 19, verses 1 to 6, and we see the last recorded instance in the book of Acts of the Apostles of people receiving the Holy Spirit. And this is Paul at Ephesus. Verse 1, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard of the Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 6, and when Paul laid hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Notice in this scripture I've just read, they receive the Holy Spirit without waiting. Let us now go to Acts chapter 9, verse 17. This is dealing with the Apostle Paul. At that time he was Saul, and he was blinded, and he was in a house. Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 18. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight, and he arose and was baptized. Here we see Paul receiving his sight back and being baptized immediately. I also want you to see in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, it says, and this is Paul speaking, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. The Bible actually says that the Apostle Paul was thankful that he spoke in tongues more than everybody else. But the scripture does say the Apostle Paul did speak in tongues. The old-fashioned way, we see Jesus in a vision spoke to Ananias, told him to go lay hands upon Saul, who was now Paul. We should teach and minister baptism of the Holy Spirit according to the Bible or according to the Word of God. And that is praying for a person to receive the Holy Spirit and then laying hands upon them. God has also the divine right to fill a person with the Holy Spirit without being hands laid upon them. That's up to God. But God is teaching us a biblical way pray for the person to receive the Holy Spirit, and then lay hands upon them to receive the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with me today on this topic called the New Testament way of receiving the Holy Spirit. This is part four. I'll be doing part five coming up soon, and it is doing with the topic, come and drink of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.